Welcome back to Wedlocked and Loaded.
Wedlocked and Loaded.
You women,
do not lump us all in one category.
You know, so you girls, and lie and stretch the truth
you
and try
girls,
to get us jammed up.
First of all, I'm a whole ass woman, right? Think about
no
that.
No disrespect.
Sounds like it to me. So why can't y'all? What is it with men that they just can't walk away?
Depends how good it is. You don't want to give that away.
Greetings, everyone. New episode, Wedlocked and Loaded. We are back again. I am Daniel Laurent.
And I am Leah Nicole.
And we are back, I believe, episode 108. And we are a little over 10,000 downloads.
I know that's right.
Ow.
Which is... definitely dope. You know, that's not factoring in streams and all that type of stuff, but actual hard downloads. So, you know, thank you to everyone that has downloaded, shared, liked, commented, blocked us, talked about us, cursed us, and all that good stuff, because all that stuff factors in and we appreciate you, even if you don't appreciate us. So, what is on the docket, madame?
Well, since you ask, sir, you know, I think real life situations be happening, right? And sometimes, despite me just minding my business, I somehow tend to get involved, right? Because someone always involves me. Whether they're seeking advice or they just need a ear or a shoulder. And so, per the situation and a separate question, without getting into too much detail about said situation, and I think that, you know, you and I may have spoken about it briefly before pertaining to us, but how important, the question is, how important is it to shut inappropriate conversations and or you know, flirtatious behavior down in the beginning?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? So, for instance, you're out and someone is flirting with you, clearly they are interested in you, right? And, you know, instead of saying, you know, oh, you know, I'm not interested, no thank you, I'm married, whatever you may say to let the person know that you are not interested, right? Instead, you just laugh it off, or like, and you kind of just leave it open. Right, which doesn't really close, it doesn't close it. So how important is it to shut stuff down? How important is it to close that curiosity, to shut the flirtation down?
Immediately,
not stringing along.
Are you answering?
I'm asking you. I'm not saying when. I'm saying how, like, is it important to shut it down immediately?
You know, I think it's situational, and I think that men and women may handle it differently. I think if it is someone that you're around frequently, I think it's handled differently than a person that, like, you know, you see rarely, or maybe once every 6 months or something. And I say, you know, one could say, well, what's the difference? I think, I don't know. And I guess it all depends on how the banter is, how it's going back and forth. Because I think that there is, you know, there's banter that can go back and forth. One would say, like, well, you know, if you wouldn't say it in front of your partner, then that means it's inappropriate. But there, for me, you know, now whether you or someone else feels it's disrespectful, there is stuff that I would say in front of you that I wouldn't feel ashamed of. Now, I'm not talking about like, you know, I'll bend you over. Like, I'm not talking any of that. But, like, just banter back and forth, like, that is more normal for me versus, like, you know, my friend T. You know, probably not so much for him because that's not his personality. But it could absolutely be normal and banter for our friend D, right? So I think it all just kind of depends for me. And I mm-hmm. think, you know, I've seen the downside of not stopping something and making it very clear. But I also have seen, and I don't know if so much personally, because I probably didn't handle things in the best way, but I've certainly been next to situations where it was made clear and the person didn't care because that's what they wanted. And so then it turns into something else, and then it, you know, the energy shifts versus just keeping it light and friendly and just kind of avoiding it and just really keeping it at bay and don't play into it. I think playing into it is more of the question or the answer that I would give. It's not so much shutting it down, but I think playing into it. So, you know, taking them to a concert, taking them to a show, a city winery, like, that's probably not a good idea if you know the person's into you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's probably just not a good idea overall.
No, it's definitely not a good idea. It's definitely not a good idea to take it that far. I don't know if it's necessarily a man or a woman thing, right? I think it feels like excuses, right? In terms of using gender. I think that inappropriate is inappropriate. Right. And if you know that somebody is into you and you are not into them in that way. Well, there's two things, right? You're either into them, but you can't be because technically you don't have the space to be, right? Because you are involved. Or you're simply not into them. It's no is no, right? Like, you should not be afraid of making someone upset or shifting the mood per se because you've let a person know that you're not appreciative of their comments or their actions towards you and your significant other ultimately, right? Because it's disrespectful to what you have going on. And I think that when you allow that, you're allowing someone on the outside to disrupt what you have going on at home, right? And then it becomes messy. And so that this is pretty long, but I will share with you where that stemmed from. And so the person writes, "I need advice from a different perspective. My fiance and I went out for drinks with a few friends the other day. When we first walked in the bar, she noticed an old neighborhood friend. She walked over and said hello and hugged him. It was innocent and friendly. So we go sit with our party and start ordering drinks. A few moments later, she receives a phone call from said friend saying the guy with her neighborhood friend notices her and wanted to come over and introduce himself. She waves at him and tells me that he wants to come say hello. At this point, the guy doesn't know that she's with me. I immediately become low-key offended, protective, and start feeling awkward. She walked me over to introduce us, and I could tell he knew I wanted to check him. I'm not sure who to be mad at. The guy for trying to shoot his shot, my girl for being too friendly and getting satisfaction from getting attention from other men, or myself for having these feelings of insecurity and being overprotective. What are your thoughts?
What are your thoughts? What you just said?
What are your thoughts? My thoughts are not pertaining to this. My thoughts were directly pertaining to what you had said.
I don't know if I completely, like, because it was like different characters. I don't know if I fully like followed it.
So, in short, mm-hmm. The people went out, right, with some friends. They were at a bar. Upon entering the bar, the female noticed an old neighborhood friend. She stops and says hello to the friend. She gives the people a hug. Okay. Clearly the people is with somebody else. Now she goes and sits with the rest of the party that she entered the bar with, her fiance included. She gets a phone call from the old neighborhood friend like, yo, my man's wants to say hi to you. So then she tells fiance, hey, fiance, the people want to say hi. Walk with me over there to say hi. So they walk over there. Dude that wants to say hi, that's basically trying to shoot his shot, is unaware that she's with fiance. So fiance, either way, is feeling some kind of way because he's feeling like fiance, girl, is feeding off the attention that she's getting from other men. So he's upset that he's feeling a little insecure. He's also unsure if he's more upset at fiance for, you know, getting this little ego boost from the attention from the other men. He's also upset and not sure if he should be more upset at dude for not even questioning if she's with somebody, although he sees them together and still trying to shoot his shot. Still not clear?
I'm clear on it. There's obviously the textbook answer that you would give. You know, I think that there's a bunch of different layers, you know. I think attention is important when it's important. And so just reading it, like, we're not looking at the nuances. We're just looking at very black and white stuff. But maybe this is something where, like, she's not getting any attention from fiance. And so this little attention, innocently enough, in the sense of it's not like, you know, she's getting like a couple's massage with somebody else. But this little attention for her is like that thing that she needed or she craved that she hasn't been getting from the person that she's with. Who knows, right? But again, on the surface, like, it's inappropriate. She should this, that, and the third. You know, I think the golden rule is just, you know, be in tune with your partner and look at, like, social cues. And, you know, that comes with like time and just understanding and errors, I think. I don't think that's like a thing that once you just become a couple, you know, all that type of stuff is done. I feel like there's missteps all across the board, you know. And for me, you know, it's similar to stuff that, like, we've gone through and stuff that we currently, like, go back and forth about. It's not so much going through it, like, you know, that I'm fine with that. But, like, I just want to get the learning. I want to get the nugget out of it so there's an understanding. And, you know, maybe it doesn't happen again. Maybe it doesn't happen in the same way again. Maybe if it does happen again, then the person that did it is a little more, not sorry, maybe gracious in the impact of it. Because nothing's worse than, like, if you offend someone or disrespect someone, you know, and then they feel a way about it, and then now they react to that, and then now you react to their reaction of them reacting to what you did, then that just makes everything worse. So, and I put that into context with that situation. If she made the fiance feel a certain way, or her actions or environment made the fiance feel a certain way, and now they have a long ride home and he's not talking, and she's like, babe, let's talk. And then he blows up on her. Instead of her like, oh, damn, like, I created this environment. Now she's upset because he just yelled and now the neighbors heard it. It's like, well, that's not cool either. You did something. Even if you didn't think it was anything wrong, it impacted someone that you care about. So how's that land now? How do you make that right? So, you know, I'm in that type of space because I feel like for me, you know, and it's not even a matter of turning it personal, but I think, like, it's been like a couple of things. I'm just like, yo, I genuinely do not want to fight, and I'm trying to do things to not fight. And so, you know, I think things happen, you know what I'm saying? And I don't think it's always going to be a smooth ride, but it's really just a matter of, like, how that conversation goes afterwards and what's learned from that disruption. Now, if this happens, you know, 3 weekends in a row, it's kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? For me. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have, like, it's easy to just be like, ah, you know, inappropriate. Shut it down right away. It's like, I mean, and why I say men and women, I think, are different in that, because in my experience of seeing, women are quicker to just, whoosh, you know, and it's not a matter of being right or wrong. I mean, one could say it's right. Is. I mean, you know, someone could say it's right or wrong. For me personally, and it depends, but for me, I have literally had the experience in my life where I was saying good morning to someone and they said, I'm engaged. I didn't ask you.
So
I didn't come on to you. I didn't touch your hand. I didn't wink at you. As I can care a lot. God bless you if you're engaged. God
yeah,
bless
I think
you
that
and
is
good
very
luck.
Different, right?
But like what? Like that's not necessary.
So here's what I'll say in that scenario, right? Whereas, you know, you may not have been being flirtatious, making googly eyes, you know, your good morning or hello was just pure manners, you know, and common decency, right? However, there might have been some insecurities in her because there might have been, you know, some unsolicited attraction that she was just like, oh my goodness, whoa. Why do I feel this way about this person? Why am I attracted to this person? So that might have been her blurting out for her, you know, as a reminder to herself.
Yeah,
because that too can happen.
By that now.
But why are you impacted? Like,
because
why do
it's
you?
It's just a rude thing to do.
It's.
I think responding to that, if someone says good morning and you say I'm engaged, to me is equivalent to holding a door for someone and they just walk right through.
No, I don't think it's the same.
I mean,
I'm
going
to tell you why
me,
I don't think
it's the
same.
To me, it's the same.
Here's what I'll
it's
say
a
to just, that.
It's something
Here's
that's
what
a
I'll
nice
say.
Gesture.
No. Here's what I'll say to that. Good morning is just common courtesy. Holding the door can also be common courtesy. But if you're passing by someone, it's a common courtesy to say good morning, especially if you make eye contact.
Yeah.
Right. However, if someone blurts out, I'm engaged, and you know that you were not looking at the people in any kind of way or interested in the people in any kind of way, it should not impact you. All you can do is say, congratulations.
And no, keep on fuck you. No. Why is it on me to respond and say Daniel, congratulations?
Or you say nothing and keep on moving.
So now it's weird.
It doesn't
have... You just... So something I did that was a nice pleasantry, you have turned weird. Which is no different for me, which is no different than the guy I asked to see the shirt in Slade's, Daniel, and he said no.
That is not the same.
Leah, I mean, that's fine. I'm telling you, for me, it is the same.
I feel like...
You're taking something... And no. Making it weird.
Saying good morning and somebody responding to you saying I'm engaged.
It makes it weird.
So were you sitting in the office with this person for the rest of the day? Yeah. Or were you still just passing by?
We were on an elevator. And now we have to wait to the next couple of floors. It's weird.
Even more so for you to say congratulations.
Fuck you. I don't care that you're engaged. Good luck. Fuck you.
Or you could have said good luck. You could have said any of those things.
But what I'm saying is, it makes it.
Why? Like, you took that so personal, especially.
It's rude, Leah.
It's not rude.
It's rude and it's weird. So, you know, I mean, that's fine.
Weird, but it's not rude.
I mean, it's.
It may be weird. It's definitely
like on a weird meter, 1 to 10, it's like a 9.
And that is your weird meter.
And so it changes. A normal interaction that people do every day.
Well, maybe nobody ever said good morning to her.
Again.
So.
Like, I feel like it ends up landing on me to say congratulations or ignore it or walk past or not think about anything or make a joke.
Continue with your day. You don't even have to say.
Leah, like, I didn't lose sleep about it. I'm giving you an example of something that happened.
My point is simply saying congratulations, but you.
I don't want to congratulate
her. Here's the thing. So
I don't care. I didn't ask if she was engaged. Great.
So here's how you could.
I didn't ask if her mother's still alive, if her family's healthy. I don't care. I was just saying good morning.
Absolutely. And when she said, I'm engaged, you're going to say, oh, I'm married. Now what? Right? Now you both can sit there, look at each other, and fucking laugh at the stupidest shit. Because it is a very awkward moment. Some people are very awkward. That person may have been very. It just. Was awkward.
Oh, she's a bozo.
Okay, Daniel. Like, there's no need for that.
What do you mean?
Just what I said.
That's not a bozo thing to do.
No, it's not.
Leah, I would hope you don't walk around and tell people that if they say good morning to you, you say, I'm happily married.
Daniel, I will
not
say.
Who the fuck asked you?
Daniel, I think that, again, it's not about who asked, right? I think that that person was feeling just a little uncomfortable, be it with herself. Or what for whatever reason. Amen. And you took it personal, and you shouldn't have.
I don't know if I took it personally.
You're saying you can't congratulate the people, and you're saying, fuck you, you took it personal. Like, she didn't say, fuck your mom, or she didn't smack you, she didn't spit on your feet, she didn't do any of those things.
I guess that's the thing. Not saying congratulations... It's not me taking it personal. And in my world, take that no differently if I say good morning and say, like, oh, my mother's going through chemo. I didn't ask you that. I didn't say, how was your weekend? I didn't ask you any of that. It's just a simple good morning, and then you move on.
So here's what I'll
Because I am a firm
that.
Believer of when people say, how was your weekend? I don't ask people, how was their weekend? Because I don't want to hear it. And it's typically, oh, it was fine. But then when someone's like, oh, you know, the kids, and I'm getting a divorce, and blah, blah. Like, you didn't really want to hear all
Absolutely.
That. So don't ask.
Absolutely.
So I do not ask people, how was their weekend?
So then but you know if what I say good morning. You know what I would suggest to you?
What?
Yeah. Don't say good morning to people.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you this.
I'm not
the
like
same
that,
way. So then you cannot. So listen.
No,
you
we'll
can't
just,
say.
You, know,
you can't say.
I'll just know not to say
stop,
it to you.
Stop
again.
For 1 second. Stop. You have no idea, right? And the people could have just got engaged and she was just like so excited about it that she just blurted it out. Like,
call
you have,
a friend.
You have no idea.
Lee, you're not going to sit here and justify that weird shit.
Daniel.
And it's not that big of a deal to even go back and forth.
I'm going to say this.
But like,
you have
no
idea, right?
And vice versa, babe.
And the point is,
I could have just
shut up and let me talk.
Oh my God, yo. Stop just like
the point is that it's not that big the of a point deal. Is that you can say hello or good morning to 100 people. You have no idea how they are going to respond. And so if you find yourself not liking the way people respond to your good mornings or hellos, then simply what? Don't do it. Because you have no control over how they're going to respond. But again, that has nothing to do with what I just said or what the question was. It's not a matter of someone blurting it out. It's at such an awkward moment. It's something that you say directly to a person who is showing interest in you, who is being very flirtatious with you, right? Like, those two are not the same. An awkward good morning with no ill intent versus someone being like direct with you and letting you know that they are interested, not the same.
So your answer is what?
My answer is to shut it down. There's no need to string anyone along. When you string people along, that's when problems start.
So how do you shut it down?
I mean, it depends on what the situation is.
In that scenario,
I don't know what all that was said, right? Like, you know, I would say, for instance, you know, when neighborhood friend called and said, "Hey, my man wanna meet you," you know, "Hey, I'm with my man," like, what's like, for what? For what?
You say just to say hello.
He could have said hello when I was over there. Don't watch me walk away and then call me back.
So you wouldn't have went back over?
I would not have went back over. And that was a little bit more information. Whereas, you know, like, so I didn't say, and I don't know if it was implied, you know what I'm saying? She went over alone initially, right? Like, but then the second time when she did go back over, she went back over with her fiance. And so I guess in that sense, her bringing her fiance, either A, she was trying to make him jealous, or B, she was letting it be known, "Oh, hey, nice to meet you. This is my man."
Trying to make who jealous? The fiance?
Yes.
And that happens. Sometimes that's a little reminder of, you know, appreciate what you got at home. So, I mean, that definitely happens. So, like, who am I to say that that's a bad thing? Depends on the situation and what's happening in that household, I guess.
Do you feel like you really need somebody else on the outside to help you appreciate what you have at home?
We never feel like we do, but that's not the reality of it.
Like, I asked a direct question.
No, but, you know, there was a situation that kind of reminded me, so I took it for what it was. So, I don't think people ever feel like they need it or go around saying that that's what they're looking for, but when they're faced with it, then that's what it is, I think.
So, you need to feel threatened to get your act right.
But yeah, I think, unless you're just being a contrarian, I think you know what
no,
I'm
no,
saying.
No, that's what I'm asking.
You've heard the saying, "You don't know what you have till it's gone," right? You've heard that. So that comes what? Like, I think you know exactly what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying that we have to feel threatened or blah, blah, blah. But like if a person, you know, goes out and they get all this attention and you probably haven't been paying them attention or outwardly so, like, does that either get you angry that, like, the person wore that particular outfit, or do you be like, "Damn, like, I got a sexy motherfucker that blah, blah, blah"? And then now do you step it up and try to do something, or you go on a date and y'all do, you know, little role play? Like, I don't know. But, like, it happens all the time. Hmm. Now, it depends on how a person interprets it. Mm-hmm. And now what do you do with that? Mm-hmm. But like, do people get complacent in relationships? Absolutely. Like, why is that? And what causes that thing when people do get complacent? It's that little zing, a reminder. Hopefully it's a healthy zing. But like, sometimes that does it. And sometimes people don't give a fuck, and it is what it is.
You are on a roll tonight with them F-bombs, baby.
I don't care, yo. Fuck her and her engagement.
Okay.
God bless.
You sound like you're a little mad. Just, you sure you wasn't trying to holler?
Leah.
Danielle.
Why, yo?
I'm just saying. You brought it back up after you said you didn't want to talk about it.
Because you said I'm dropping F-bombs. I only said F-bomb when it came to her.
It doesn't matter. And you just repeated one.
Either way. And I just would hope, I hope you would, you know, not do that. And you would be
you
a decent.
You hope I would not do what?
You'd be a decent person, say good morning back. Right? And so, yeah. I would rather you just not even say anything back. Cause that's
again,
happened
you
too.
Cannot control how people respond to you.
I know you can't control anything, Leah.
So
but, you know,
either you don't say good morning to anyone.
I'm not wishing anyone any pleasantries if they do some shit like that.
So then don't say good morning, because then you're not really saying good, like, what do you think good morning means?
Good morning is a greeting. It's a
pleasantry.
It's a pleasant greeting.
It's a pleasantry
upon encountering.
It's a pleasantry.
Yeah.
And so is congratulations.
It's just like goodnight. You know, I'd rather take good night without you saying good night. And like, because I feel like I've.
How did we get back here?
Because you said that.
No, you did. And I'm just saying you are dropping them. That's all I said.
Yeah, you have your episodes where you're letting them fly. Yeah.
Great. But
so
all I did
be.
Was
don't tally
say,
me up.
Hey, you're dropping them tonight.
Leah,
that's
don't
it.
Don't tally me up. All right, moving on to.
Yes, please and thank you.
Leah, don't fucking.
Watch your mouth.
No. It's gone, so it is what it is.
It ain't.
So Tank was on a Breakfast Club.
He was.
Leah.
Daniel.
Must you?
I must.
He was on a Breakfast Club, and
the fuck?
He talked about.
I'm gonna say this way, and then we'll fix it up later. Mm-hmm. You have to fall back in love with pussy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fall back in love with the idea, now let's clean it up, of making love to a woman.
Talk that talk. No, you're right.
That's
talk that
right.
talk. I'm listening.
That's right.
And doing it
That's
at
right.
a high
That's right.
level.
That's right. That's right.
You have listen,
That's right.
you have to study
That's right.
a woman.
That's right.
You have to ask questions.
That's right.
You have to learn her body
yeah.
in order to do this thing the right way.
That's right.
Every key does not start. One key doesn't start every car.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I know where you're going.
You got to be curious
right.
about that
That's
thing.
Right.
That's right.
That's
right. Right? And outside of the curiosity, you have to have an affinity for it.
That's right.
You got to have a love for
you
it.
You got
to
enjoy it.
Sit it on my face.
Yes.
That's my
type
point
of view.
My type of
oh,
view.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Huh?
Can I right. swim in your ocean?
Can I swim in your
God.
Ocean?
Come on now.
You better.
Come
right.
on now.
I'm scuba diving. Let's go.
I love
yes.
this
yes.
shit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't big, do it to finish. Do it because you love it.
Listen.
Big pregnant. Big
listen,
pregnant.
My wife would tell you, just eat it and beat it.
eat it and beat it. So many comments, so many thoughts come to mind, but one thought came to mind just in the sense of like people that, you know, have only been with each other, right? Like, how do you truly know? Like you're learning each other, like how do you know, right? And so, and I don't know if I really want to get into that part. So let's move forward with like a person that hasn't been with many people, or hasn't been with people who were experienced, and so their perception of being intimate is porn style. You know, Envy talked about that. Like, you know, that was his thing for years with his wife. Like, that's what he thought was the way to go. And so you have that mixed with a woman that may not know herself what she likes or what does it for her, and or she doesn't want to offend him and bruise his ego and never tells him that, hey, babe, you should do it this way, you should try it this way, or let's do this. And so to Tank's point, like, how do you actually study it? How do you, you know, and him saying he treats his wife like she's new, back to the other point we just had, like, I don't think that's necessarily a common practice, for sure, because get back to complacency. Like, it's not, you know, like, I certainly, you know what I'm saying, grab you and hold you and be kissing on you and you tell me to get off you and, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can care
Why
less.
Why you sound so upset?
I am.
You shouldn't be.
Why?
Why are you?
Okay, Leah.
So here's what I'll say.
You're already starting being fresh.
I ain't. I don't know how you treat old pussy like new pussy, because I don't chase pussy. So.
You don't?
I don't.
Oh. Shame.
It's not. Not for me. It's not. It's not a shame. But. I do think that it is imperative to every relationship for there to be some type of appreciation and regard for your significant other and for their satisfaction, for each other's satisfaction, sexual satisfaction, emotional satisfaction. Hell, mental satisfaction, right? Because it's all important, and it's all connected, right? And to Tank's point, like, he probably treats his wife like, you know, she's new all the time because he enjoys getting some. Right. Whenever there's any type of discourse and in any relationship, there are some people that can be intimate or have intercourse during that discourse, but there are others who can't. Right. Some people shut down when they're shut down emotionally, they're shut down physically.
Don't I know it?
Don't you know it? Don't I know it? But anyway.
I know. Saying that. Don't I know it?
Anyway. Fucking shame.
So but now you let it fly.
But anyway.
So now it's okay?
So.
I love it.
If you want to continue to have intimacy, then yes, you got to continue the intimacy. And that's before it gets to the bedroom. What say you?
I think I said my piece, no?
I think you were just like framing it.
I think that there should be a lot more exploration.
That's what you asked.
And maybe people are doing that, but I think there should be a lot more exploration. I think it should be a lot more check-ins regarding, you know, what do you like? How do you like it? Mm-hmm. Do you like it if I go longer? Do you mm-hmm. like it if it's shorter? Like, you know, you want to introduce these objects? Like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
I think that needs to happen way more.
I think people need to be, there needs to be dialogue, right? And it doesn't necessarily have to be during, but there should be some dialogue, right? And it's not the basic, oh, was it good for you? Was it as good for you as it was good for me?
Why are you doing
no,
that?
No, it wasn't, it was not, it, it's not that. Okay?
I sound like that.
I didn't say that was you. I didn't say that was you. See, like, again, everything is not about you, sir.
Leah.
But anyway, I think that you know, if you're at a restaurant and you taste some food and you know what I'm saying, then you're like, yeah, that ain't it, and you send it back. When you're in the bed getting titty tap tapped, you should be able to say, no, that ain't it.
That's rude.
It's not.
Again, so you're the fucking person to say good morning.
I'm not saying, no, I say good morning. I'm not saying that you say it in those words. I'm just saying that you need to be able to vocalize.
People are literal creatures. And so you just said, telling the good folks to be rude.
Hey, hey, hey.
That ain't it.
Hey, hey, hey.
Get somebody thrown out of their house.
Hey. I'm certain that the good folks out there that are listening are not going to repeat my words verbatim if they're not being satisfied in the bedroom.
You don't know. Just say you can't control people's actions.
I can't. I would hope they aren't.
Tirade about it.
I would hope that they aren't. I would hope that they find their own words. And I would hope that they are mindful how they use them.
Let's say, babe, let's try this. Let's try this over here.
My point still stands. If you can talk to someone and tell them or send something back, if you are dissatisfied with something, a service, a product, a plate, a drink, then you should be able to tell your partner, your bedmate, that you are dissatisfied with that service as well. And then you should be able to have a conversation about course correction.
Intercourse correction. Is there a sex Yelp review? I feel like there should be.
Why?
Just think about it. Well, I mean,
so
to your point, what you just said.
No,
so like,
no, because.
Oh, God.
You know why?
Why, Leah?
First of all, everyone ain't built the same. Everyone don't like the same thing, right? So just because Peter laid a pipe this way with Sheila don't mean that when Peter laid a pipe that way with Angela, that Angela like it the same way Sheila like it.
But that's
so
for anything.
So Sheila's Yelp review ain't gonna help Angela.
But that's what anything, Leah. If somebody rates a Fra Diablo, they might love it and you hate it.
And that's what anything. And that's that. But
there still should be sex
reviews.
There should be sex reviews on Yelp.
No, there shouldn't. There shouldn't. I don't want nobody rating me. No thanks.
Well.
No thanks. No.
You don't want to know what your rating is? I would want to know what my rating is.
No, thank you.
Well.
Because I don't perform the same with everybody.
Yeah. Performance enhancements.
You dig.
All right. So there's another clip that I want to dig into before we
bet there is.
Yeah. Now, when I listen to a song like Wanna Love,
mm-hmm.
is love when it comes to R&B, the sound or the feeling, is it simply sexual?
No.
Okay.
No. It can't be. Mm-hmm. Because love is not those things. Mm-hmm. Like we say wanna make love. Like that, it sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's just the physical aspect of it. But love is the choice you make about somebody every day. It's not an actual feeling.
Mm.
Love is a choice
mm-hmm.
that you have to make every day. So I'm rocking with you, right? Good or bad or ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we were just talking about somebody, when he said, I know you were seeing that other fella.
Mm-hmm.
That's but part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't marry into perfection.
Mm-hmm.
I married under the idea that, hey man, whatever it is, we're just gonna rock through it.
Mm-hmm.
I chose you to walk through life with. And that means whatever comes with that.
Love gotta be a feeling though, right?
No, that's euphoria.
Really?
Yeah.
Break that down for me, Take. I ain't get there yet.
So, you agree?
I can totally understand that.
That love is a choice.
Love is absolutely a choice.
So you choose to love me?
Sometimes.
Nice, Leah. Congratulations.
I mean,
I feel like I don't know what I feel about that. I mean, I guess it is a choice of who you continue to love, but love is a feeling. Like you feel love. That's why you get so fucking angry and you want, I want to like take your hair off your scalp.
That's kind of crazy to say.
Like, you know, that's the love. That's the burn.
No, like, that's not.
You know what I mean? When you see people, when you're driving down the street and you see people either in their cars or on the corner on the phone and they're fucking screaming their head off on the phone, they're not talking to their parole officer or psychiatrist. They're talking to their old lady or their old man that done pissed them off for some reason. And that anger, like they feel it. And it's nothing worse. And God, I've been there. You don't, I mean, you know, nothing worse than starting your day, 7 a.m, having an argument. Oh, man. That's awful. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you just, and you have no regards. You just be setting my day up, having me, gotta go on the customer service and be smiling in front of folks and shit. Crazy. You have no care in the world. And all you had to do is, you know what I'm saying?
You just, done?
Huh?
Are you finished?
What do you mean?
You're just going on a tyrant and it's for nothing.
That's fine, Leah. Thank you for your support.
You're very welcome.
Anyway, John. So you just say you agree.
So I do. And I get it, right? I feel like, you know, I think, so listening to Tank saying that, you know, the feeling that we misconstrue love for is euphoria. Like, when you think about, you know, when you first get with somebody and, you know, sometimes it lasts for a little while, right? You know, that butterfly feeling when you think about that person, when you hear that person's voice, right? Sometimes when you're next to that person, right? You have to think about, like, damn, how come that doesn't last forever? And I think that in the moment, in the beginning, and it's not that you don't love the person, right? But I think that in the beginning, there's just this different type of desire. There's just this different type of happiness that this person creates in your space, right? It's excitement.
It's like when you're high on like coke or something.
No, I don't know about that.
Well, I'm saying hypothetically.
Yeah, no. No, I can't compare the two because I don't know anything about that.
It's like,
but rush. It's just what I said. It's that excitement, right?
It's like an adrenaline
that,
rush.
That adventure. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Like through your veins.
No.
You feel that shit.
Yeah.
Like no. When you tap your mute. Like
I need you to cut the shit, all right?
What are you talking
about? Cut it out. I don't like it.
What?
I don't like what you are insinuating.
I'm telling you, you feel it in your veins.
I'm saying what I am saying. I don't need you to interject what you are saying because I don't like it.
I'm just accenting you.
I don't need those kind of accents. And I damn sure don't want them.
All right, Leah.
So, anyway, short story long, I agree.
You said that wrong.
I said it the way I wanted to say it.
Short story long.
Yes.
Long story short. Right? Right?
I could have summed that up a while ago, right?
All right, man.
Especially if you didn't start interjecting your bullshit.
No, because I saw you shake and I saw you say like you feel it. And I said it's like an adrenaline rush. And then I started thinking about...
short story long, like I said.
I started thinking about this particular record. What's the record I'm thinking about? This one, yeah. Yeah. All right. So... We are releasing this record on, I mean, record. We are releasing this show on May 1st, which is every year on May 1st, everyone hears the meme and the song. And so
it's gonna be May.
And yeah, so we're gonna wrap up. We'll see y'all next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. 10,000 strong, you know what it is. We're gonna get to that 20 soon, you know what I'm saying? And we're gonna, you know, do some things. And we're planning a Wedlocked and Loaded OnlyFans, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna get behind a paywall and you know what I mean?
No. I don't know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Here you go with more lies.
Do that stuff. And so, you know, we'll have premium content out there. So make sure you sign up. Pay for that that premium content, that prima. You know what I mean? So you can see me and Leah a little more up close and personal. And we can, you know what I mean?
Nope.
So we're working on it, guys.
We will see
y'all. Same bat time, same bat channel. You know what it is. We're locked and loaded. Yeah.
We're locked and loaded.
We're locked and loaded.
We're locked and loaded.